Reports say Israel intends to create a buffer zone inside Syria. The Israeli military has claimed that it aims to protect Israel from terror attacks after the fall of the Syrian president Bashar al-Assad. Sources have said the buffer zone may extend up to 16 kilometers deep into Syrian soil. Turkey says Syrian opposition leaders should not be pushed into talks with the Syrian government. Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu pledged Ankara's support for the foreign-backed opposition. His comments come after leader of the so-called Syrian National Coalition, Muaz al-Khatib, has said that he is willing to negotiate with Damascus. Pro-Kurdish protests in Turkey turns violent after riot police clash with demonstrators in the southeastern town of Viranshahir. Police fired tear gas to disperse thousands of Kurds. They were chanting slogans in support of Abdullah Öcalan, the jailed leader of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK. French warplanes have pounded northern Mali as a part of a three-week offensive in the West African country. Overnight airstrikes were launched near the town of Tassalit and in the regional capital of Kidal. The attacks took place one day after French President François Hollande's visit to Mali. Thousands of Bahrainis take to the streets to renew their call for freedom and an end to the rule of the Al Khalifa dynasty. February the 14th marks the second anniversary of the uprising in the tiny Persian Gulf country. Saudi-backed regime forces have fatally cracked down on protesters and arrested thousands of them. Iran's foreign minister has said Washington should prove its good intentions if it wants to hold direct talks with Tehran. Ali Akbar Salehi said Tehran's previous experiences with Washington have proven the contrary. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden said earlier that America is ready to hold direct talks with Iran. Iran's labor minister, Abdulreza Sheikh al-Islami, has failed to get the parliament's vote of confidence. The minister was impeached after he appointed former Tehran prosecutor Saeed Murtazavi as the caretaker of the head of the security of the Social Security Organization. The MPs argued that Murtazavi lacks the necessary experience to head the organization. A former U.S. soldier has been charged with the murder of a man known as the deadliest sniper in America's history. Former Navy SEAL Chris Kyle and another man were found dead at a gun range on Saturday. Their killer has been arrested. He is said to be highly trained with extensive military experience.